Right. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me today. My name is Jenny Gao, and I'm an artist and entrepreneur. And for the last 7.5 years, I've run an anti-gentrification arts business out of Dejo, which is the land of the Ho-Chunk, also known as Madison, Wisconsin. I also consult for cultural organizations and the public sector on ethics and equitable best practices. And at the core of my practice is the question, who does this work serve and how will it affect the surrounding ecosystem? There are many reasons why I'm excited for this opportunity in a community that is very dear to me. I will start with an invitation into my design process, which begins with the people who will live with the work. This first project is entitled Invisible Work, Invisible Earth. When I first began working with the City of Middleton, Middleton Arts Commission wanted a landmark that embodied the community's values and why people chose to live there. My co-designer, Rhea Ewing, and I interviewed dozens of people, and we asked them, what do you want people to know and appreciate about your city? And repeatedly, people shared that what made Middleton beautiful was the invisible work that shapes what we see and experience. They talked about city employees who work 24/7 to maintain the parks, water systems, and roads. They talked about the health of the soil and the prairies, which determine the quality of the city's water. They talked about local stewardship and their neighbors who maintain housing for Purple Martin colonies. And so after the design was finalized, students from Clark Street Community School and Middleton Youth Center helped paint this mural with the help of the nonprofit Dane Arts Mural Arts. From the interviews to the production process, this mural tells the story of the invisible labor that defines a deep-rooted community. And so this leads into the role of education and building generative models. One of my ongoing clients is Working Draft, your company. And when I first met with the team of Working Draft, they shared three things that are important to them: process, sustainability, and the unique identity of Madison. I sought to create an artwork that would resonate with this community on a poetic level. Image-wise, the hands in this mural emphasize the importance of the hand in the creative process. The cupped hands allude to gathering and also to Madison's beloved lakes and isthmus. The four main ingredients of beer are present in the mural, a nod to Working Draft's trade. And so together, the hands, ingredients, and geography of the isthmus create a social space and place of connection. Beyond the commissioning of the original mural, I have also consulted with Working Draft on the life of an artwork beyond its inception in the community. I consulted for them on creating equitable licensing structures, not only for myself, but also for other artists who would exhibit in this business. And so this is a photo of tents featuring licensed artwork for myself and two other Madison-based artists, Lou Lady G and Brooklyn Bilby. And this is an example of some of the behind-the-scenes work we typically don't get to see that shapes the experience that we have in our cities. Rest and Rejuvenation is a mural commissioned by Mary Burke and resides by a bike path that crosses Bingo Creek. The mural reminds us of the that times of dormancy and reflection and quiet work precede times of rejuvenation. And so this is again an example of how that which is made in public space serves a public audience. Rest and Rejuvenation is a neighborhood landmark. It doesn't just belong to one house, but rather becomes a part of everybody's commute into the neighborhood. And so you can see this shot here. We can see the mural through the trees along the bike path. Public artworks have a long-term relationship with the surrounding residents, which is why I care deeply about the process of their creation. And so this next work is called Patterns of Passage. And it was made in collaboration with the residents of Bayview. Bayview was an affordable housing neighborhood and home to people representing over 14 nationalities. Students who enrolled in Bayview's youth employment program worked with me to create this project. Our crew collected meaningful textiles, symbols, and patterns from the elders and long-term residents at Bayview who represent nationalities including Laotian, Hmong, Mexican, Nicaraguan, Nigerian, and Colombian people. The students took materials from their homes as inspiration to create unique designs that would stand out individually and stand together as a representation of Bayview. I then turned the students' designs into digital vectors that could be expanded into a larger artwork. And so the result was a 4x300-foot mural that demands to be noticed by anyone. Patterns of Passage exists as a landmark to people who live and work here. Bayview Foundation has also since paid the students to license the designs for other purposes. So this is again an example of how an artwork can be generative for the community. It became a way to teach students about the value of their labor. It also became a way to continue putting Bayview on the map as they prepare to build and expand their housing and advocate for that power. process of affordable housing. Thus far, I've emphasized the importance of conversations and stories in my public art practice. In the last 2 years, I had the opportunity to work with Bayview again to make stories the main focus of a public facing project. So Bayview Portraits is a collection of oral histories. I was the interviewer, editor, writer, and book designer, and my collaborator, Jamie Ho, took the portraits. First and foremost, this project is a gift to the interviewees. Many of Bayview's residents are first generation immigrants and refugees who have never shared their stories, even with their own descendants. So this was a chance to record their stories and pass them down. The oral histories and portraits all belong to the families. And we built an agreement in which the interviewees chose what permissions to give us as the artist and to Bayview Foundation for commissioning the project. The residents did not have to be in the book to use this service. And this is a crucial aspect in my work, that the systems we build adhere to the same values as the symbolism. Totally worked with 40 families and 32 chose to be in the final book. So while this isn't a large scale public landmark, I felt that it was important to share this with you as an insight into the ethics and processes I build when creating work for and with community. Another opportunity in public art is that of representing collective emotion in public space. In Unison is a public installation of larger than life migrating passenger pigeons made from old clothes. Community members donated clothes and helped select the fabrics, cut the patterns, and sew the birds together. Passenger pigeons were migratory birds that once had their nesting grounds in Wisconsin. Their extinction from overhunting drove the creation of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which was the first environmental policy that also extended over international borders. The Migratory Bird Treaty Act is often the first law targeted in relation to US immigration policies because it is an agreement over borders. So passenger pigeons used to fly in flocks of millions. And these flocks, known as murmurations, were also termed pure democracies, in which no single bird can lead a flock that big, and each bird responds to the movements of their neighbors. I made this project in January 2017 during a time of high emotions and protests following the 2016 presidential election. This project serves to emphasize a shared purpose and collective memory by reclaiming old clothes and reviving the story of the passenger pigeon. Community movements are powerful, and we get to decide where they go. Portal is an art installation that took place in Tenney Park for the Makeshift Festival and again for American Players Theater. Like a life-size book, Portal takes the intimate experience of reading a book and transforms it into a spatial and social experience that you can walk through and share with others. People can run, crawl, roll, and dance while traveling through the tunnel book's pages. It takes a sense of wonder and play to truly appreciate and not just spectate on what this project is about. It's a reminder that public art is more than just for viewing. It can be an invitation to physically engage with our environment and again, engage in collective emotion. And so this brings us to investing in communities, which is perhaps the greatest opportunity we have with public art. 2021 was the year of the metal ox in the Chinese zodiac. According to the myth, the order of the zodiac animals was determined in a great race. The ox should have won the race, but the rat asked her for a ride across the river, and he jumped off her back at the finish line and stole the win. As a result of this trickery, there is some superstition that years of the rat are tumultuous. And for a reference point, 2020 was a year of the rat, so we know who to blame. So I made this mural in 2021 for the steady ox that embodies us moving forward. Underlying the symbolism is again the system. The word metal and its etymology quite literally means the substance of which we are made, especially that which is formed through resilience. Metal also represents industry and money, and I use projects like this to move money through the community. I hired local people, all BIPOC, for every part of this project's execution. And this was a priority for me, because as a woman of color myself, I'm among the least represented people who has a voice in cultural authorship in the arts. The Year of the Metal Ox was also the first of several murals that the nonprofit Neo Westside Partners commissioned for this Milwaukee neighborhood. In the negotiation process, I consulted on their contract to prioritize artist rights and community rights. My goal in doing this was to remove systemic barriers and make things more equitable for the people who worked on projects after me that would have a long-term influence on this neighborhood. In the spirit of the metal ox, this is how we move forward. And so there's a bigger theme here that runs throughout each of the projects I have shown you. and it is that of connecting symbolic representation with systemic change. It is one thing to showcase diverse stories. It is another thing to connect those stories with the infrastructure of whom our cities support. I'm interested in working with Madison Metro Campus because I see it as an opportunity to align the ethos of public art with the ethos of public transportation. It is a chance to democratize art via the democratization of transportation, to cultivate a sense of place in conjunction with how people move through this city. In my time in Madison, I've become one of the few artists who has successfully built a full-time business here. I have hired and mentored 24 paid interns and apprentices through my apprenticeship program. In 2019, I opened a 1,700 square foot studio in the Main Street Industries building, only one block away from the Metro campus. In Madison, BIPOC business owners occupy less than 4% of the brick and mortars, and very few of them are women of color. So this was the literal claiming of space in a city that's rapidly gentrifying. And the physical studio itself became an extension of my artistic practice. I chose a studio close to public transit lines so people wouldn't need to be car dependent to get there. When I ended my lease, I worked to make sure that another artist could move into the studio space so the space that I improved could continue to play a role in the arts. Accessibility and connection to the greater community have been cornerstones of my artistic practice. And I bring that ethos with me to this project with Madison Metro Campus. And so I open this talk with a question. Who does this work serve and how does it impact the surrounding ecosystem? If you are looking for an artist and practitioner who comes from a cultural perspective not often represented in public space, who considers all parts of the creative process leading up to the vision and landmark, for someone who believes that the capacity of art to do good is far greater than its symbolism, then I hope you will consider me. I look forward to the opportunity to be a steward and leader of this community through what we can create together. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Well, I'll start with a couple of questions. If